Hello and welcome to the IRPP's Interview of the Author series. Today we are joined by my guest, Arthur Sweetman. He's the Ontario Research Chair in Health Human Resources in the Department of Economics at McMaster University, and he is co-author of the new study, Making It in Canada, Immigration Outcomes and Policies, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. We joined him today in Hamilton. Welcome, Professor Sweetman.
Thank you very much for having me.
So your study discusses recent changes to immigration policy and presents recommendations to address the challenges that currently exist. So can you tell us what some of those challenges are?
So there are two broad types of challenges. The first have to do with a desire to help immigrants themselves, and particularly new immigrants and future immigrants. And the second is the aim of assisting or addressing the needs of the entire Canadian economy. On the new immigrant side, the main problem is that the earnings of new immigrants have been declining for a large number of years. Immigrants at arrival used to earn something that's very close to the Canadian-born, and they would catch up within a relatively small number of years. That gap at entry has increased so that earnings are increasingly lower than comparable Canadian-born workers, and the time to catch up is taking longer and longer. So there's a need to address this decline in earnings for immigrants. On the broader Canadian economy side, there is an increasing need to meet labor market and employer needs. There's a desire to increase the geographic dispersion of immigrants across the country. And there's also an issue about alleviating bumps in Canada's demographic profile from the well-known baby boom that's about to retire, but also including the echo generation that's just entering the labor market now.
So one of the good news stories that emerges from this study is the positive educational and earning outcomes of the children of immigrants. Can you tell us about this?
I think it's one of the things Canada should be very proud about. The children of immigrants, that is to say, children born in Canada to immigrant parents, sometimes called the second generation, and also the so-called 1.5 generation, that is, immigrants who arrive in Canada as children, immigrating, say, before age 10 or 12. Both of those groups have extremely strong educational outcomes and extremely positive labor market outcomes. I think that type of very long-term integration of not only the first generation but the second or the first and a half generation of children is something that at the moment is functioning extremely well in Canada.
You also emphasize the need to consider a long-term approach to immigration policy. Can you explain why this is?
In part, this is a reaction to what my co-author and I believe is a push towards the short term. We're certainly not opposed to understanding short-term outcomes, and we think, though, that you need to have a balanced approach considering both the long and the short term. If you have too much of an emphasis on the short term, then it's problematic, and if you have too much of an emphasis on the long term, it's also problematic. You need to have a balanced approach. And we think that the pendulum may be shifting a little bit too much towards the short-term side. So we really want to remind people about the need to focus on the long-term as well and to keep that balance up between the short and the long.
And so, Professor Sweetman, why is it important to maintain the focus on highly skilled immigrants also, so those with trades and those with college and university degrees? And also, how does this fit in with the continuing rise in the number of low-skilled temporary foreign workers?
Well, I think we want to start off by thinking about who high-skilled are. It wasn't very long ago that we considered skilled trades or medical technologists not to be high-skilled. I think researchers and policymakers are revising their view on that and expanding the scope to include more people as high-skilled. I think that's very positive. So I think that Canada has certainly a need for high-skilled workers. If you look at the demand for jobs in the future, it's likely to be in high-skilled. We think because of computerization, because of globalization and the like, there's going to be increased need for high-skilled workers in the future. So attracting those types of workers to Canada is beneficial. In terms of continuing rise in low-skilled temporary foreign workers, partly that goes back to this changing definition. A lot of the people who we think of as being low-skilled, or at least formerly were classified as being low-skilled, are actually maybe misclassified. If you think of plumbers and electricians and, I don't know, respiratory technologists as being low-skilled, then we need those types of low-skilled workers. I think actually, though, we're better to label those types of workers as high-skilled.
Okay, and so finally, what are some of the recommendations that you put forward to address the challenges that you've mentioned today?
We put out a variety of them. The most important recommendations we make, and I think these are ones that the government in its recent budget has been moving towards as well, is a strong and increased emphasis on language, that is to say English and French language. The language is important as it has a direct effect on labor market outcomes, but it also has an indirect effect on labor market outcomes because it helps people to take the education and the other occupational skills that they have and make them useful in the Canadian labor market. We think that there should be an increased or a continuing emphasis on skills and high skills. One that's a little bit different, we think that we should be moving back to the policy Canada had from 1947 up until around 1990, which was an immigration policy that moved with the business cycle. That was what you might call pro-cyclical, so that immigration goes up in booms and down in recessions. I think we moved away from that, and it's something that we should consider moving back to.
So thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Arthur Sweetman is the Ontario Research Chair in Health Human Resources in the Department of Economics at McMaster University. He is co-author of the new study, Making It in Canada, Immigration Outcomes and Policies, published by the Institute for Research on Public Policy. The study is available free of charge from our website at www.irpp.org. We joined him today in Hamilton.